You know the national news. In a moment, I'll give you Thursday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman calling for cloudy skies tonight. The overnight low temperature, about 57 degrees, with some rain and thunderstorms possible. That'll continue right through Friday, with the daytime high about 64 degrees. Topping Thursday's local news, after plenty of media attention, making it look as if the crew from the Niagara Falls Department of Public Works Department tore apart a private family's home garden without giving them any ample warning on Ontario Avenue, the mayor of Niagara Falls, Robert Restaino, has issued a statement explaining that cleanup order and why it was given after the family and landlord of the house involved on Ontario Avenue were warned with violation notices that were attached to the porch and house, and also sent in the mail to the occupants and the landlord requesting the cleanup of the property. After the passing of a reasonable amount of time and several complaints called into the city, the mayor concluded that the Department of Public Works and its director properly followed the Clean Neighborhood Ordinance in ordering the removal of a number of hazardous reported conditions there. That reportedly included bricks, logs, debris, and other refuge on the front and sides of the house that in the front were extending to the sidewalk and caused a hazard to the pedestrians right of way. The mayor added the media reports of the circumstances have been misinformed and sensational, which he said fed to the anger of some citizens who have threatened the Department of Public Works for their actions. A number of those hazards have been removed from the site now, with a bill being sent to the occupants to cover the cost of the cleanup, and according to the mayor, it's all in compliance with the laws and city ordinances. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the residents there were waiting for better weather conditions to start cleaning up their property, but it appears if the laws and the reasonable time constraints regarding the warnings were properly administered by the city, then, as it said, no one is above the law. Not even if the weather isn't nice. Incidentally, the Department of Public Works said they also removed an old refrigerator that was outside in the rear of the house with the door still attached. That's a child hazard and against the New York State penal law. And if a child had got trapped in there, the people complaining would probably be looking at the incident in a more critical view. The bill for the cleanup was reportedly over $2,000, and a GoFundMe page has been set up by a friend to help the occupants cover the charge. And here at Niagara Radio, we wonder what you think. We'd like to know. Was the cleanup justified and reasonable? Or do you think it could have been done in a different way? We pride ourselves in presenting both sides of any news story and care about how you feel. Leave us a comment and let us know on our Links of Niagara news tip and suggestion line at 371-0046. We'll be listening. I'll have more local news in a moment, but first a reminder, this report of news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. People are finding out that Chris is reliable and reasonable and a nice guy. Put his number on your cell phone, 523-5911, because if your home appliances break down, you'll want Chris Moore to come and fix them. His service charge, $35 plus parts and labor. And to get him there, that phone call, 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main Street in the Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really do care about you. They're happy to answer your questions. They're happy to deliver your prescriptions free. And they'll help you in any way they can, because to them, you're a valued customer. Wallace Park at Community Medical Pharmacy in Niagara Falls. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other local news, major fires reported today. The Buffalo Fire Department was fighting a four-alarm blaze. At the time of this newscast, it was at the Paul William Belts Law Firm building at Church and Franklin Street in Buffalo. Heavy smoke was reported pouring from the structure. Unofficially, Niagara Radio was told that fire may have originated in a second-floor kitchen and quickly spread through the building. At the time of this report, there were no injuries reported. In Niagara Falls, firefighters responded to a garage fire around 1:30 Thursday morning in the 2600 block of Porter Road. That structure was fully engulfed when the crews arrived, with a number of close buildings and vehicles nearby being threatened by the flames. Police on the scene notified neighbors and got them to safety. No injuries were reported in connection with that fire, but a house on the property and two vehicles were damaged by the heat and flames. It took the fire department about an hour to beat down the fire, with that garage said to be totally destroyed. The cause is under investigation. In the 2000 block of Grand Avenue, police arrested two homeless people overnight after allegedly breaking into a vacant house there. On arrival, officers said they found two people in the back of the home, a male and a female, with the male coming out of a window. Taken into custody in the case were Richard Tokarski and Linda Stegman, who both listed no permanent address. They were charged with burglary, trespass, and criminal mischief. Both were held pending their arraignment on the charges, and Stegman was also charged with a warrant that was out on her for the failure to appear in another case. Police arrested an area man when he drove past them on Pierce Avenue yesterday with what appeared to be a phony Ontario license plate. Raman Lamar of Pierce Avenue told police he didn't know anything about the plates and that it wasn't his car and that it belonged to a friend. Well, he called the owner, and she came to the scene with an expired registration for the vehicle, showing that the original registration to the car was suspended and that it had no inspection or no insurance. It also stated the old plates to the car were destroyed. Police issued Lamar a number of traffic tickets in the case, and his friend's car was towed. Another traffic complaint in the city, a man driving with a damaged windshield was slapped with a number of charges on 19th Street when he was pulled over. Mykenic Phillips of 19th Street, the driver, ended up being charged with driving an unregistered and uninsured vehicle and with operating with an obstructed view. His car was towed by police. Now he'll appear in city traffic court later in the month. And a man whose Cadillac broke down in the 100 block of 13th Street overnight reported to police that he tied a bag on the window and went to get help, but when he returned, the car was gone. He said he still has the only keys to the vehicle. Police checked their tow logs and said they didn't tow the vehicle. Now it's been added to the city's stolen car list, and police are investigating. If it happens in your area, large or small, we want you to know about it. So we report it here on Niagara Radio. We also want to know what you think of our news coverage and how we can improve it. Tell us what you want to hear on our listen line. We'll give you the number in a moment. But a reminder, if you see news in the making, call our tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. It's brought to you by the Links of Niagara Golf Simulators in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. With rain and the forecast for the next few days, you can't get out onto the golf course, but you can golf at the Links of Niagara. And remember, when you golf at the Links, parking is always free as you play on the same golf simulators that the pros use. Call them for details at 285-0046. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or daily on Facebook by entering Niagara.net in the search bar. And incidentally, if you go to our regular site and click the local news page and refresh your browser, you'll see the whole week's news. And for those of you asking about the money that was flying around Niagara Falls yesterday that other people are reporting today, well, we told you about that first yesterday, and you'll find it by clicking that local news tab and checking out our Wednesday report. I'm Sal Panessa.